Yeah, I started in the very beginning. I sang in a folk mass group at St. Anne's Church in Sligo Town, and started writing songs there. And moving on from then, I obviously got onto the Late Late Show and won this national talent search and went on to the Gaelic.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
That was back in 1981. Feels like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. But obviously, kids have grown up in that period of time. Mm. So next thing I knew, I was at the Gaiety Theatre and at the Cork Opera House playing Sinbad the Sailor in the pantomime. And then I was off to America to study music.
So in America, then, your music career really took off. And you also got married and had a family.
That's right. I met my wife while going to school. Mignon is from New Orleans. And we were both in the arts, me as a musician, Mignon as a dancer. And we moved to New York in one suitcase. Actually, the suitcase that my father gave me as I left Sligo, it was the suitcase that he and my mother went to England in years ago, and he said, it'll bring you home.
So while you were there then, you got married and you had a family, and you went through quite a tough time then, didn't you, with the family? But throughout the whole thing, it's absolutely amazing. You stuck with your music and something else happened.
Yeah, through all of these things, I have to say that if you know, we went through struggles, I realized that it's the struggle that many people go through. The story of your life, the struggle of moving towards light, actually, mm-hmm. and starting to recognize the light that is in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And out of that experience of, first of all, losing our son Michael, and then my son Daniel being born blind, the gift of some songs, the gift of the story itself came out. Mm-hmm. And I started sharing this, and obviously it became a very worthwhile thing to do in terms of what had happened, to actually put it in song, because I realized that the story I was telling was the story of many people who listened. And so I sort of got into telling people their own story in some ways.
Mm. And at this time then, you went back into church music. And that's where you work full time now, isn't it?
Right. I'm on the music staff at St. Ignatius Loyola in New York City. And St. Ignatius is pretty well known in New York, in that it's the place where Jackie Kennedy's funeral was. And we do sacred music from Lincoln Center. So we've got a lot of high profile music artists coming through. But we also, I mean, in my contribution there, I direct folk contemporary music groups, and
you've written a mass.
I have a mass that's actually been sung by the Naval Academy Choir in America, and it's a contemporary mass with organ, piano, and choir, and it's done on a regular basis there, and at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, which is the Episcopal Cathedral in America, in New York, also. So it's getting around right now, and has brought a lot to people's prayer, hopefully.
How did you sustain that faith through all the times you went through? I mean, losing your baby son and then with Daniel's problems and that. How was it? Did you have to reach back?
I think reaching back, really, I think when we start really looking at who we are, where we come from, that's where it is, you know. That's it. And you know, people like Shakespeare came along and coined it in "To thine own self be true." And this is always the truth. It's, in some ways, you have to own yourself. You have to know who you are, and then I think you can actually, you know, move into this area.
Well, you've put a great effort now into this DVD, Love's Pure Light. How did that come about?
Well, Love's Pure Light, it began as a song. First song was For This Child, which was it came from my experience with Daniel, and I just caught up on this whole thing that in some ways we all are somewhat blind to the truth, and I thought that this whole idea of light in the darkest time of the year, it's not by accident that we have all of these festivals of light in the different traditions that have come down from ancient times. I picked up on all these ideas and shared it among many world musicians that I know in New York, and put this show together at the Lambs Theatre really by a string. Mm. And so there I was on 44th Street in Times Square, you know, next to Phantom of the Opera and all of these places, doing my little show. And people were waiting after the show to tell me how much this show meant to them. So I felt like I was definitely onto something, and all the sleep that I missed, it was worth it, you know.